It's Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
And Skrillex, who joins you right now on the phone from LA. G'day.
G'day.
What's happening for you?
Oh, man. I don't even know. I'm just living life, just being a human being right now.
Yeah.
I guess I'm always being a human being, but yeah, I'm just kind of like chilling. I'm just hanging, skateboarding.
Hey, you actually made it into the Australian news recently for something skateboarding related. I don't know if you heard about this. It was for your new music video.
A Sunshine Coast skateboarder has found fame appearing in a music video for well-known DJ Skrillex. Milan Somerville's point of difference is that he dances while skating. The 24-year-old was spotted by a videographer online.
So how did you discover this dancing Australian skateboarder?
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, my friend Liam Underwood, who's my next door neighbor, who was actually from Perth as well, he found this guy like months before I even thought it, like a year ago or something, before we thought about shooting the video. Fast forward to a couple months ago, I was in the studio with Pooh Bear. And when Pooh Bear and I write songs, we start just with the chords, right? So there was no drop, there was nothing. So we wrote the song, just the melody and the lyrics. And then I pulled up this video that I remembered. I'm like, dude, this guy is amazing. And I actually kind of composed the drops to his skateboarding moves, because he had other videos and he inspired the song, actually, just his movements.
Wow.
I was trying to think, like, what kind of drop would this guy be dancing to? And then that's how the song kind of came about, funny enough.
Huh. Are you encountering many Australians in LA, like producers as well as just people?
There's a few Australians in LA for sure. You know, my last tour manager for a couple of years, her name is Bree. She's Australian and I've spent years with her. She's actually just about to have twins right now. But I have a few Australian friends, you know, for sure.
Do you ever collaborate with Aussie producers? Like, you've done some work with Flume, right?
Yeah, I have done some stuff with Flume in the past and What's So Not and Kimbra. Who else? I just did something on Kimbra's new album. Who else? There's got to be other people out there. But yeah, man, I mean, I just like the Australian vibe overall. You know, I feel like artists out there, I feel like music, a lot of the times, especially electronic music, is just always so good. It's just good vibes over there.
Right. Well, coming up after this song, we want to hear from you, Skrillex, about a remix of Kendrick's Humble.
But this is Favour. Skrillex joins you on the phone from LA with Vindada and Anastasia. Is that how you say it?
Anastasia
on Triple J. We've been hearing about this remix at the moment of Kendrick's Humble that somebody else played at a show. Did you get to ever play it first?
I played it one time because I'm not really playing shows right now, but I sent it to Martin Garrix and I think he played it, but like it was still a rough mix of it. And yeah, I'm just kind of waiting to see when the go ahead, when we can release it. But I'm you know, really excited to just drop it ASAP.
Did you expect him to play it at a show?
I didn't, actually. Yeah, a little wild surpriser. It was wild.
So do you know when it's coming out?
I don't know when it's coming out, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, I know that Kendrick has heard it and he really loved it. So, yeah, it was kind of like a bootleg kind of remix that I was kind of doing, and it wasn't even official. And then I didn't really hear back from anything. And then I played it live, and then I guess him and his camp heard it, you know, from like a live video. And they're like, we need this. So
wow.
I'm just kind of finishing it up right now. It's pretty much done though.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing that. One other rapper that I was hearing about his work with you the other day is ASAP Ferg. Was reading about how he just said, you're possibly the most fun person he's ever worked with in the studio. And then he was referring to this really weird session, it sounded like, between you, Diplo, Hannibal Buress, and Katy Perry. Do you recall this session? What happened?
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of like a hang. We were just hanging out, and Ferg came over, and then, like, we just wrote this song, Hunger Ham, that came out on his last album, like, really quick, and I just did this track real quick, and Katy and Perry and Diplo were just hanging out, and then Hannibal Buress was on the couch, and it turned into a big freestyle sesh, and I think Katy Perry had all these, like, five-hour energy drink shots that she tried to make me drink, and I didn't do it. And instead, I just ended up writing with ASAP Ferg and freestyling bad ad-libs.
Wow, what a combo of people. So you've got a recording of the five of you just freestyling together.
I guess so. I think Ferg might have a file somewhere. He said something like that. I don't know. It probably should never come see the light of day or should at the same time. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. One other thing we really wanted to ask you about, Skrillex, was your production on the Incubus album, which came out earlier this year. Were you a fan of theirs growing up?
huge fan, you know. Like, I'm a guitar player, and I learned how to play guitar, you know, by listening to Incubus, and even vocally, too. You know, Brandon is someone I always emulated vocally as a singer, so it was kind of surreal coming and helping them with their album.
Is there any other band you were obsessed with as a kid that you'd still really like to produce?
I mean, for me, it's like, I don't know. There's bands that I grew up listening to, but I don't know if I'd want to produce them, you know, like... I mean, it depends, you know, like, it would be fun to produce, like, a Slipknot album or something, or Korn, or, I did produce a lot of, some of the Korn album a couple of albums ago, but I don't know, man, it's hard to say, it just depends, like, for me, it's like energy. It could be a band I really love, but if there's no connection, no energy, it doesn't really matter.
And yeah, we're really enjoying getting sprinkles of music from you unexpectedly. Thanks for chatting, Skrillex. We'll chat to you again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.